This is BBC Radio Scotland broadcasting on both medium wave and FM VHF. It's 7:30. And now the second programme from the Royal Bank of Scotland lecture recital, which was arranged by the John McFadyen Trust at the Chapel Royal in Stirling Castle on April the 26th. It was given by James Campbell of Kilberry.
Now we move to the next part of my story. Now it starts in the autumn of 1946. That was the earliest practicable moment at which things could be started up after the war. In a somewhat apologetic vein, Oban and Inverness announced the holding of indoor competitions in Pembroke. At Oban, it was not possible, in the time available, to crank up the machinery for the traditional games, whereas at Inverness, the Northern Meeting Park was no longer available, having been sold to meet expenses in connection with the upkeep of the Northern Meeting Room. And in fact, what at the time was thought of as something of a misfortune turned out to be the best thing that had ever happened in the history of competitive playing of Pembroke, because it led to the discrediting of the outdoor competition and to the end of the jolly joke that it was all part of the rub of the green to be distracted by pistols, wasps, loud hailers, and on occasions vile weather conditions which could result in the prizes going not to the best players, but to the best battlers against the elements. In 1948, 49, and 50, the corresponding winners were, at Oban, Donald McPherson, John McClellan, and Donald McPherson, and at Inverness, Donald McLeod, and Donald McPherson. In that period, Donald McPherson had the formidable bag of 2 gold medals and 9 senior awards. And as a less regular competitor, he was going to bag at least 12 more senior awards in subsequent decades. The event which started it all off was his first gold medal. His tune was "The Old Men of the Shells." The setting which he played came from MacDougall Gillis and was probably derived from John McPherson, who was an old Blair Athol piper. And so then here is the next memory. Oban, September 1948. Scene, the Territorial Drill Hall. The gold medal competition. The competitor, Donald McPherson, the tune, "The Old Men of the Shells," and this time the illusion is sustained by Ian McFadyen, who himself, within 10 years, was going to collect both gold medals, and who, 30 years later, continues to operate at the top of the competition tree. Thank you. John McFadden reckoned that the life of a professional piper spanned three stages. In the first stage, you learned how to play the tunes.